Parenting the Anxious Child, How to Help Your Child to Flourish. Parenting is a rewarding, although sometimes a painful, learning experience. If your child suffers from anxiety, the process can be more complex. Seeing them struggle with overthinking, fear, or distress can be exhausting and even heartbreaking. You might not know what to do or how to assist. With the right information, patience, and a positive approach, you can help your child manage anxiety and build resilience. Understand how anxiety appears in kids. Learn how to support them as a parent. Recognize that working with a child therapist is key to your child's healing journey. This way, you can better help your child. Understanding anxiety in children. What is anxiety? Anxiety is normal and healthy when we are faced with danger or stress. Everyone feels a certain level of anxiety at some point. It may get us ready for trouble or defend us if we're faced with a threatening situation. But if anxiety is ongoing, unwarranted, or begins to interfere with daily life, then it may be an anxiety disorder. Anxiety in children can manifest in many different ways. Some children are simply anxious, whereas others are anxious about something in particular, like social anxiety, separation anxiety, or phobias. Understanding the signs is the initial step in assisting your child in overcoming their anxiety. Symptoms of anxiety in children. The child might not always be in a position to describe their feelings, and anxiety can at times be mistaken for behavioral problems, or shyness. Some of the typical symptoms of anxiety in children are physical symptoms, such as a headache, stomach ache, or tiredness, restlessness, or even muscle tension. Behavioral changes, avoidance of activity, excessive crying, tantrums, irritability, or seeking excessive reassurance. Sleep disturbances, inability to initiate or maintain sleep, recurrent nightmares, or fear of sleeping by yourself. School-based issues, truancy behavior, school avoidance, grade or focus issues. Social withdrawal, avoid social contact, being very shy, or having trouble making friends. Excessive worrying, recurring what-if thoughts, fear of failure, or worst-case scenario thinking. If you notice symptoms of anxiety in your child that are persistent and interfering with daily life, it's probably worth speaking to a professional about. What can you do as a parent? Though it's not possible to erase worrying from your child, you can help them learn to manage it. The following are some steps that may work. Number one, validate their emotions. One of the best things you can do is validate your child's feelings. Instead of downplaying their fears with a remark like, you have nothing to be afraid of, or don't be silly, acknowledge their feelings. Write the following. I can see that this is very difficult for you. Or, it's okay to be nervous sometimes. I'm here to guide you through it. Or, I know you're scared and we'll get through this together. Validation makes children feel understood and listened to, and that they can safely express their worries. Number two, teach healthy coping mechanisms. Children need methods of dealing with their anxiety at the time they are experiencing it. Some positive coping mechanisms include: encourage your child to take deep breaths and extend the duration of each breath when they are feeling stressed. Attempt the 4-7-8 technique. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 7, and breathe out for 8. Grounding techniques. Have them concentrate on the here and now with the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise, naming 5 things they can see, 4 things they can touch, 3 things they can hear, 2 things they can smell, and 1 thing they can taste. Progressive muscle relaxation. Ask them to tense and then relax various muscle groups to let go of their physical tension. Positive self-talk. Teach your child to replace worrying thoughts with positive affirmations like, I am safe, I can do things, I can do this, or I've done this before. Teach your child to replace worrying thoughts with positive affirmations like, I am safe, I can do this, or I've done difficult things before. Number three, cultivate a growth mindset. Anxiety can also cause kids to feel trapped or helpless. Encourage a growth mindset by reminding them that challenging things make them stronger. Trade, you're not good at this, for you're still learning and that's okay. Compliment the effort, not the outcome. For example, if your child is stressing over an exam, compliment the effort he or she put into studying and not the mark or the grade that they receive. Number four, gradual exposure to fears. Avoidance strengthens fear. Rather than letting your child avoid what they fear, encourage them to confront their fears gradually. For example, if the child is anxious about speaking up in class, start small, practicing at home, speaking up with family members, and building up to speaking up in class. This builds confidence and resilience. Number 5, practice healthy coping and calmness. Children learn by observing their parents. If you lose your cool when you're under pressure, they will too. Set a good example and try to model your own healthy coping strategies instead, such as slow breathing, affirmations, and positive stress management. You can say things like, "I'm a little anxious, but I'll attempt to take a few deep breaths and relax," or, "This is a challenge, but I'll try my best and see what happens." Number 6, practice the healthy routine. A structure provides anxious kids with a sense of safety. Make sure they have healthy meals, regular sleep schedules, daily exercise, play and leisure time, decreasing screen time, especially at night, which will also help lessen anxiety related to sleep. Number 7, communicate openly. Create an environment where your child feels free to express their worries. You should welcome open-ended inquiries like, "What are you thinking today?" or "What's the hardest part of your day?" or "How can I assist you?" Encouraging open communication assists your child in processing their emotions instead of storing them within. Number 8, don't enable anxiety. It's a natural impulse to try to save your child from upset, but over-accommodating fear actually fuels anxiety. Rather than always rushing in to save them, promote problem solving. For instance, if your child is stressing about a sleepover, instead of canceling, have him or her come up with ideas for calming down. It could be a comfort object, perhaps, or a pre-sleepover. It could be a comfort object, perhaps, or a pre-sleepover phone call to a friend. When to seek professional help. Though anxiety is something most children experience from time to time, some may need professional help in order to be able to cope successfully. If anxiety is interfering with school, friends, or activities, or if your child is experiencing recurring panic attacks or intense distress, or if they report physical symptoms such as headaches, stomach aches, for which they can't provide a medical explanation, or maybe they're getting anxious despite your best efforts to help, you may want to seek a mental health professional's assistance. How a child therapist can help therapeutic interventions for childhood anxiety. A child therapist is able to offer evidence-based strategies to control anxiety. Some of the standard methods are cognitive behavior therapy, or CBT. It helps the child to recognize and redefine the negative thoughts and learn more helpful reactions to threatening situations. Play therapy employs play as a medium through which children express their emotions and resolve fears in a non-threatening manner. Exposure therapy progressively confronts children with their fears in a helpful, controlled setting. And parent coaching instructs you on how you can optimally help your child at home. Benefits of therapy. It provides your child with a secure space in which to express their fears. It also instructs them in helpful coping skills. Therapy can also assist them in developing confidence and resilience. And it equips parents with the ability to help the child. Parenting an anxious child is challenging, yet you do not need to do it by yourself. By understanding their feelings, teaching them how to deal with these feelings, providing structure, and involving the services of a professional when required, you can help your child grow into a competent and confident adult. Therapy is a helpful companion along the way, providing both you and your child with techniques to deal with anxiety and progress together. With patience, understanding, and guidance, your child can thrive and lead a successful and happy life. If you're considering therapy for your child, it might be a good start to call a professional therapist as the initial step towards providing them with the help they need. Anxiety doesn't need to dominate their life. It's something they can learn to manage with proper help. Pathways Counseling Services is a top-rated therapy and counseling practice in Scottsdale, Arizona, year after year. We can help you and your family find support for your mental health and well-being. Find a happier and healthier life through effective mental health care. Remember, there is help and support available to you, and we are here for you. You can reach us by phone at 480-680-4000. 0256 or send us a message.